Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to get into a discussion of lifestyle. Yeah, we're going to talk about lifestyle today, and to be honest with you, it's actually a really good topic for me because I am living a lifestyle. I'm sure you're living a lifestyle too, but your lifestyle might be a little bit different than mine. See, my lifestyle nowadays involves something called full retirement. What does that mean? Well, full retirement means that I'm receiving income from different sources, and those income streams are all passive. In other words, I'm not going out and doing a job for somebody else, trading time for money in order to get that income stream. No, what I've done is I've gone out and I've purchased different investment vehicles that are providing me things like cash flow, things like equity capture, things like principal pay down, things like appreciation, things like the tax benefits that come from real estate. And for my multifamily investments, I get the benefit of something called forced appreciation. Now, these are the five, technically six ways we make money in real estate. And because my money is out there working for me right now, all of my dollars are deployed. Okay, not all of them. I do have some money in reserve because that's a smart thing to do. But the majority of my money, it's deployed. And those little dollars, those little soldiers that I have out there, they're working hard for me. And every month, I get rewarded in something called passive income. That's the money left over from my single family, my multifamily investments that I use to live the life that I choose to live. Now, it wasn't always that way for me. No, it certainly was not always that way for me. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I grew up very poor. Now, I wasn't desolate. I mean, I always had a place to live. I was fortunate enough to never be homeless. But my existence wasn't too much above that homeless level. It really wasn't too far above that. As I went through life as a child, I was taught by my parents, by my teachers, by everybody that had some kind of influence over me, including my family members, that I needed to stay focused in school, that I actually needed to study and get good grades. And the reason for that was that at the end of high school, I needed to get into college, because if I didn't get into college, the way it was communicated to me, I would be stuck in a job level that would only provide for me basic needs, basic income to support basic needs. In other words, those jobs would provide me enough money so that I had a place to sleep, I had clothes on my back, I had food to eat, maybe I had a car to drive around in, maybe I had fuel and stuff like that, and maybe a little bit of entertainment money. But beyond that, that's all that job was supposed to do. And ironically, some of you listening to my voice right now, you did that. You did exactly that thing. You finished high school, you went into the workforce, and you started working, trading time for money, and over time, you've either advanced through your career, or you've changed jobs, or who knows what's happened to you. And every time your job modifies, whether you get a promotion or you get laid off, that has an impact on your lifestyle. Now, let me get back to my silly story. So I had to go to college because, I mean, that seed was planted to me. And I could look everywhere around me where I lived. Everybody was essentially a blue-collar worker. Yeah, a blue-collar worker. I mean, most of the people in my neighborhood, they basically worked in the service industry or they did things like that you didn't necessarily need a college degree in order to perform those types of jobs. So a college degree was not required for the skill set to do those jobs. Oh, and if you didn't hear it before, I was born and raised in a little town called Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, Las Vegas, Nevada just happens to be one of those cities that is a service industry-related economy. Now, Las Vegas and Nevada for the entire state has been trying to modify that, but there's no getting away from the fact that Las Vegas and Reno and Tahoe tend to bring in a lot of money to the Silver State because of what's available in Nevada. Yeah, think about it. All right, so back to my story. So what did I do? I got into college, okay? And in college, I did the same things. I mean, I took the classes I was supposed to do. I was focused on my studies, kind of, all right? And at the end of the day, I graduated from college. But one of the conditions that I had was that I accepted a four-year Army ROTC scholarship so that I could go to college. And ironically, I had a job out of college. It was in the United States Army. And what did that do for me? Well, that put me into a situation where I stopped partying in college so much, and I had to like grow up and become a real adult, a real human being that had to become responsible, because now I was a second lieutenant in the United States Army. And you're expected to have certain standards. As a matter of fact, they beat those standards into you. So I understand what those standards are. And what did I do? I continued along my merry way 27 years in the United States Army. I spent 27 years serving our nation. And at the end of the time of service, I separated. Now, one of the things that I was entitled to was a pension because I had served the minimum amount of time necessary in order to qualify for a retirement pension. But here's the problem with the pension. When I found myself in Fort Living Room, trying to live off that pension, this is the thing that I found out really quick. That pension was only paying one-third of what I was making when I was on active duty. Oh boy, did I have a financial problem on my hands? You bet I had a financial problem. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tie this in to my lifestyle today, because I will tell you, time is a big game changer. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So in the first segment, I was just kind of giving you an info dump on my life, and I was trying to tie it into the concept of lifestyle. You see, really what I'm trying to convey to you is that the life you're living right now, well, that's your lifestyle. Yeah, the life you live is your lifestyle. There's no getting around that. You're the one that customized that lifestyle. You're the one that made the decisions that got you to the point where you're at right now. And for a lot of you, you're trading time for money. Now, I'm not saying that that is a bad thing to do. I'm not saying that that is a terrible thing. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that's the way things are in our economy, in our country. When you're born in America, you're not born with a trust benefit in your name. Okay, a couple people get those, but for the majority of us, no. I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth. I had to do things throughout my life in order to position myself so that I could get to a better place in the future. And that's part of the reason I did the things that I did, because I actually listened to all the people that told me that the path to success was to go to school, get good grades, get into college, get good grades, get into the workforce, trade time for money, get a retirement plan, and you will be great. And in 2014, that all blew up in my face. It totally blew up in my face. I mean, I was sitting at Fort Living Room after coming home from a final deployment. I was retired from the United States Army. I was a civilian for the first time in 27 plus years. And I had an income that paid me one third of what I had been making the previous month. Now, here's the problem I had. The income that I was making the previous month was pretty much stretched out as far as it could go to cover all the expenses of the household. So when I only started making one third of what I was making, can you smell a financial catastrophe? That's what I lived through. I lived through a financial catastrophe, which saw me having to jump through hoops to try and find a job and give up on trying to find that high-paying job, because that's what I was targeting for so long, and I wasn't getting any hits. I finally had to get to a point where I had to take something like a little bit lower down the pay scale and a little bit lower down the skill scale so that I could find a job, because I had to replace that income. I had to replace the income that was missing. So I took a job, found myself in cubicle hell, and really thought that I would be working till the age of 70 so that I could max out my Social Security. At that point, I would have a retirement from the place where I was working, and I'd be 70 years of age. And most of my life would be behind me. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if I would live to the age of 70. Because when you take a look at some of the health effects that I have suffered from my service to this country, 70 may be a bridge too far for this guy. But that was the game plan. That's where I thought I was going to be. And I finally found that job, and I got locked into doing that. And that was my lifestyle. My lifestyle, after a career in the Army, where I was lieutenant colonel, I was selected for promotion to colonel. I mean, I had upward mobility. I didn't get to where I was trying to get to, but you know, I enjoyed certain freedoms and privileges associated with my rank that were beneficial to my lifestyle. But when all of that was taken away from me, the only thing left for my lifestyle was to go into the trenches without my uniform, without my M4 rifle or my M9 side piece, and do the work of performing a job. And I'll tell you, my lifestyle, it suffered. It suffered immensely because of the fact that I had a family to support and I needed to work. So I did everything that I was supposed to do. I did it all. And then one day, I heard this radio show. No, not the one you're listening to right now. Okay, it's the same radio show. Different guy was the speaking voice, and he was talking about the San Antonio market. As a matter of fact, he was talking about what the average median price of homes were in the San Antonio market. Now, this is all the way back in 2017. So this is about 3 years after I had retired. I'm already like 2+ years into this dead-end job, ready to just shoot myself. And I hear this guy on the radio talking about the real estate market in San Antonio. Now, ironically, I had heard a lot of other real estate-related radio shows, and they really just didn't put out a lot of good information. And you know, as such, you just kind of listen to me, yada, 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 and you just kind of blow them off and move on, right? But this guy, he was actually saying something that was relevant. And what it caused me to do was go to Lifestyles Unlimited, sign up for a free workshop, go to that free workshop, actually attend, listen to what they had to tell me, and then I realized, holy smokes, these guys at Lifestyles Unlimited, these guys, they seem to know what the heck they're doing. Man, I'll tell you, in the hour and a half that I sat down with these guys and listened to what they had to tell me about how I could change my life, how I had to change my mindset, how I could focus on the modalities of single-family or multifamily residential income-producing real estate. And they just broke everything down in an hour and a half, and I just went, man, I could do this. I totally could do this. And what was even better is after they told me everything that was included in the membership, it's not only the education piece, it is all the support services that you need in order to be successful. I was like, man, I got to do this. I totally have to do this. On that day, in July of 2017, I signed up to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I did. I signed up and became a member that very day. And my next step was to attend something called the 2-Day Financial Freedom Workshop. Yeah. So basically what it is a 16-hour training course. Now, back in those days, they only offered it on the weekends. Nowadays, we offer it on the weekends, and we also offer it in the evenings midweek because we understand that people have different schedules and not everything works for everybody. So we have these two modalities that are available to you. So I went to the Financial Freedom Workshop, and I sat down and listened to David Fisher, one of the first eight students that Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, David Fisher was taught by Del. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when Del made a decision to expand the company, to make Lifestyles of Unlimited available to more and more people, he decided to take a look at San Antonio. And let's see if we can make this work. Well, David Fisher was one of the first eight guys in that class. And David Fisher, well, he took note. And I will tell you this. David Fisher taught me how to change my lifestyle. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break it all down for you. Stick around.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Merriam-Webster defines lifestyle as a noun, and the definition is a particular way of living. The way a person lives or a group of people live. Yeah, that's why lifestyle is a part of our organizational name. Yeah, that's the reason Del Walmsley selected that particular word to be a part of his business name, because everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to help you change your life. It is designed to get you to stop doing what you're currently doing now and doing things differently. Doing something different that you're not doing right now that will cause a change in your life, which will result in you achieving retirement status in 5 years or less. That sounds like a pipe dream, doesn't it? My point is this. Lifestyle. You need to ask yourself one very simple question. Are you ready for it? Am I satisfied? That's the question. All right, I'll make the question a little longer. Am I satisfied with my lifestyle? If you can answer that truthfully, yes, you're probably good to go. If you are absolutely 100% happy with your lifestyle, hey, good for you, man. I'll be honest with you. If you ask me that question, I would tell you, yes, I am satisfied with my lifestyle, but there is a caveat. And the caveat is this. Del Walmsley taught me something that I have never forgotten. And it is one of those phrases that sticks with you, that makes you go, oh yeah, 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 that's part of me. Okay, here's the phrase. What gets in the way of a good life? An okay life. So what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Oh, really? So, if you ask me where I classify my life on this spectrum, well, I think I've advanced past good. I have advanced past good. Now, I don't think I am at great yet. I am working my way towards great, but I don't think I'm there yet. But I'm clearly past good. So how does all that happen? Well, by doing the things that I was taught to do. Remember, I told you, David Fisher, he's one of our, what we call life changers at Lifestyles Unlimited. David's been doing this for quite a while. He has a passion for teaching and helping other people. As a matter of fact, when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2008, and he was one of the first 8 students that Del Walmsley instructed in the San Antonio market, David, man, he couldn't get enough. He could not get enough. This is a guy that spent a good portion of his life serving the United States Air Force. And he separated from the Air Force and wound up going into business for himself. And he owned some stereo stores. He didn't own one. He owned actually 2 stores. And what he found was those stores produced money. But the problem with owning those stores was that they were turnkey businesses, meaning if he wasn't there to turn the key, there was no business to be had. And he was literally working 80 hours a week operating and managing those stores. When it came time to take the family to vacation, you know what he did? He just handed the credit card to his wife and said, take the kids, have fun. And his wife would say, wait a minute, you're coming with us, right? And he's like, can't afford to lose 2 weeks worth of income. If we do that, you can't go to Disneyland. Yeah, that was his life. And after a while, he got burned out. He got burned out of that self-employment route. And he got out of the stereo stores and he wound up becoming kind of Mr. Mom because his wife had a career change. And she wound up going into the Air Force, believe it or not. And she served as a nurse. Well, they wound up in a place called San Antonio. They had been living, I think they were over in Miami, in the Miami area. They wound up in San Antonio because that's where she got stationed. And that's how David Fisher stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. He was sitting at home, being Mr. Mom, taking care of the kids, and looking for a way to change the trajectory of his life, looking for a way to change his lifestyle. And he completely found it when he came in and listened to what Del had to say. Now, David Fisher, from 2008, now get this. The guy started with $70,000. Okay, now, let's be fair. $70,000 in 2008 had more purchasing power than $70,000 does today. Okay, but just to give you an idea, let's say if we just did an adjustment, let's just say the guy started with $100,000 and he started in 2008 and he started buying single family homes and he started buying small multifamily apartment communities. Today, David's net worth is well over $9 million. Yes, $9 million. That's what David did. He turned $100,000 in 2008 into $9 million in 2021. Along that timeline, David completely retired his wife. She was able to step away from a career in the Air Force because they didn't need a career in the Air Force anymore. Because now he was making more money off of real estate than he actually had ever made in those stereo stores, and he was spending a lot less time. So you know what David started doing? He wanted to help other people. He did. And he started helping as many other members as he could. Well, Del Walmsley took note. I mean, he was like, hey man, this David Fisher guy, he's on board with what we're doing, because at the root of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's all about helping other people. So what did Del say to David? He said, hey man, why don't you come onto my team? Why don't you join me and help me to spread the information about what we do at Lifestyles? As a matter of fact, you could help me teach the Financial Freedom course. And that's what David started doing. So in 2017, when I showed up in August of 2017 for my two-day Financial Freedom seminar, I was taught by David Fisher. Which is kind of cool, because as an Army officer, I'm having an Air Force non-commissioned officer train me. And that's exactly how the military works. Non-commissioned officers do the majority of the training in the military. Yeah, in the military environment, it would be an everyday event for me to like pop into a class and as an officer and listen to something that a non-commissioned officer was teaching me. Except in this format, in this location, I'm being taught about the most important thing that can affect my financial life. I'm being taught how to build a business for myself and to build business units within that business based off of a time-tested strategy. We call it a roadmap at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I will tell you this, when you follow the roadmap and you do everything that you're taught to do, you can't help but be successful. And what does success translate into? Well, success translates into retirement. And then after you achieve retirement, then the next natural occurrence is for you to start working on the lifestyle. And that's where I'm at right now. I am working on my lifestyle. Well, it's not just my lifestyle. It's Tina's lifestyle and mine. See, I'm happily married to Tina, so I'm in it for both of us. We come back from the break. I've got some information you're going to want to hear. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Lifestyles Unlimited. Kind of rings, doesn't it? Just has a ring to it. Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I've had people tell me, hey, Al, that name. It kind of sounds like a swingers club, you know? I mean, you guys do weird stuff like that? I don't know what everybody in the organization does. The 50,000 members that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, they are focused. They are focused on creating the lifestyle that they've always wanted. And it doesn't matter if they've achieved retirement or not, because retirement is just a point along the way. Believe it or not, when you buy your first single family investment property, and that property, let's say it only produces $400 a month in passive income every month to you. Only $400. Now you might be thinking, $400. What can I buy with $400? What does $400 cover? Does it cover your rent? Yeah, chances are probably not. Does it cover your car payment? Well, I guess it depends on what you're driving and how much you paid for it, right? It might or it might not. Will it cover your power bill? Well, probably, right? Unless you got a crazy power bill. I mean, $400 a month might actually cover all your utility costs, right? And right there, that epiphany you just had when you realized that $400 could pay for all of your utility costs in your personal residence, right there, that epiphany is that feeling you want to have. Because that feeling you have right now is that feeling that will focus you on getting to that lifestyle. See, I'm not suggesting that one single family home is going to retire you. I am certainly not suggesting that, especially in today's economy. I don't know anybody that could live off of $400 a month. I just don't know anyone that could do that. But what if you had $4,000 a month? What if you had 10 single family homes providing you $4,000 a month? Could you live off of that? Now, in first thought, some of you are going, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could live off of that. I mean, because if you're talking $4,000 a month, that's only $48,000 a year. Heck, dude, I'm making like 80 grand a year in my job. Okay, I get that. You're making 80 grand a year in your job. Okay, how much are you paying in taxes? And that's relevant. Because what you need to do is you need to take a look at your pay stub. And you need to take a look at how much you're actually taking home. You may be making an $80,000 salary, but before that check gets cut to you every week or every other week or every month or however your employer pays you, before that check gets cut, they take out money. Yeah, money comes right out of your paycheck. You never see it. Some of that money is going to pay for your federal income tax. Some of it might be paying for state income tax if you live in a state that charges a state income tax. And maybe you're also paying a local income tax. On top of that, you're paying 7.65% of your total salary to Social Security and Medicare. Now, your employer is paying the other half, but they're taking that 7.65% out of your check. What is your tax rate? Do you know? Do you have any idea of what percentage is coming out of your check? And this is very important, because when you start to understand how much money is actually coming out of your check, you also need to understand that because that money is coming out of your check, there is no need for you to replace that money. Here's what I'm getting at. When you invest correctly in real estate and you are what's considered a long-term hold investor, in other words, you're not flipping properties, you're not holding properties for a year or less, you're holding them for a year and a day or more, you are taxed completely differently than somebody that would hold real estate for a shorter period of time, i.e. a flipper. And here's why. The tax structure in the United States says that real estate investors, as long as they are qualified investors, not flippers, not dealers, but investors, long-term hold investors, they are able to take depreciation on their properties, and when done correctly, and we'll show you how to do it correctly, it's not that hard to do it correctly, that depreciation should offset any tax liability that you receive on the passive income that you're pulling off of those properties. What I'm getting at is that you're not paying any income tax on that money, on that passive income. The other thing that you may not be aware of, but I'm going to tell you about it right now, is that when you're classified as a real estate investor and not a real estate flipper or real estate dealer or short-term real estate holder, you are not considered self-employed. See those other classifications I just told you about? They're all considered self-employed. And as such, the IRS will tell you you need to pay 15.3% in Social Security and Medicare withholdings because they want you to pay not only the half that you would normally pay as an employee, they want you to pay the half that your employer would pay because now you're self-employed. So you get to pay both sides. So what I want you to do is really sit down and think about it. How much is coming out of your check in taxes? So if you're making $80,000 a year, and let's just say that $30,000 is going to taxes. Maybe it's too high for you. Maybe it's too low. I don't know. But humor me. What if you could live on $4,000 a month? You know what that means? It means if you can live on $4,000 a month, it absolutely means that you're effectively retired. Yeah, it's an epiphany. It means that that job you've been doing, trading time for money, you don't have to do it anymore. Now, you can still do it. No one's going to tell you you have to quit. There is no rule in Lifestyles Unlimited that says once you achieve retirement, you must quit. No, we've got people that continue to work because they enjoy the work that they're doing, or they change jobs and they take a job that maybe doesn't pay as much, but it's more rewarding to them. This is all about your lifestyle. It is all about your lifestyle. You do not have to keep doing the things that you think you have to keep doing day in and day out for the rest of your life. You can make a change. You can make a change anywhere along the way. And the change that I'm talking about is not, hey, you know what you should do? You should quit your job. You should go on, you can't go on unemployment because you quit. That's okay. You just live off your savings for a while. Go out there and find yourself a better job. No, that's not what I'm talking about. No, I don't want you to quit your job. What we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we educate you to teach you how to build that business system, that roadmap for yourself. And over time, over about a 5-year period of time, you're going to start chunking away at buying all of these assets that you need. I mean, this is not necessarily an overnight thing, although some people can get it done overnight. There are people out there that have enough money, they can get this engine going pretty darn fast, and they can get retired pretty darn fast. But not everybody's like that. And that's why we say it's a 5-year journey. But I think a 5-year journey is a better journey than a 30 or 35 or 40 or 45 year journey. See, that's the epiphany I've had in my life. When I achieved retirement not too long ago, in 2019, I started working on the lifestyle. And the lifestyle has been wonderful for me. It's allowed me to change the house that I live in. I live in a better house than I had before. It's allowed me to spend more time with my wife. I love Tina to death. I mean, I didn't get to spend much time with her throughout my military career because I was in the military. I was gone all the time. I am actually getting to know her better now. I am doing fine financially. I can do better, and I will do better, and I've got plans to do better, but that's all part of the lifestyle. And here, let me just drop on you the one thing that I'm finally going to do. Now, this is something that I intended to do literally last year. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of 2020, I was starting to make plans to go out and go do some scuba diving. But as we know, we got into coronavirus, the world kind of shut down. And as a result of that, we couldn't travel. Well, things are opening up now. Yeah. And I'm going with a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member to Cozumel, Mexico to go for scuba diving for a week because I can. It's awesome. If you want to find out how you can change your life and create the lifestyle you've always wanted, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.